Now I'm going to tell you something very interesting. How many of you have the Lord of Lagna and the Lord of Pura Lagna involved in any kind of a combination? The conjunctions, you know, being together?
Bhutasing.
Wow! That planet you mark is your greatest benefactor planet. If there are two planets and they are in a yoga, then I'll teach you what to do with it. But till then, those of you who have one planet, mark it out. That is your biggest benefactor. Because that which is connecting my lagna and my food, hey, that is God for me. He is going to give me life. He will say, I decide to protect your life, then nobody can kill you. I decide to protect your values, then you will not fall down. I decided to uplift you, and you will rise to the highest point. Think about it. It is everything that life can give. Your life can be fantastic. In the chart of, I think, Queen Victoria, the Lagna is in Taurus. The Vara Lagna is in Taurus. And an exalted moon sits over there. Wow! And the Lord of that is Venus. Wow! Do you understand the importance of this one? I need either an exalted planet conjoining these two. Like Lord of Lagna exalted in Hora Lagna. Lord of Hora Lagna exalted in Lagna. Why am I talking of exaltation? Narayan, Vishnu energy. Vishnu energy is exaltation. That's why I'm talking of exaltations. I want to see exaltations out here. I don't want debilities. Debility means Vishnu is going away. Wealth is going away. My values are going away. I want exaltations. Values must be strong. Lord of Hora Lagna, Mars, Marana Kala Prasthana. Properties are going away. I've lost properties. I've lost tons of properties, you can't imagine. Do you understand the point here? When the Lord of Hora Lagna has any kind of weakness, the Lord, you are going to be in trouble. You don't want that planet to be weak under any circumstances. You have to do all remedial measures necessary for the protection of the planet. And now I shall tell you some remedies which are necessary for the protection of Marana Karaka planets. For the sun and moon, the remedy lies with Saturn. For the sun and moon, remedy lies with Saturn. For he is the Karaka of 8 and 12. For Mars, only Venus can remedy it. For Mars, only Venus can remedy it. Because Mars has Marana Karaka in 7th house. And 7th house, who is the significator? Venus. So when Mars is in Marana Karaka, it is Venus only who can save. Then next, Mercury in Marana Karaka. Again, either Moon or Venus. When the child is in trouble, the mother will protect. When the grown-up is in trouble, wife will protect. So depending upon 4 or 7, it will be either mother or wife. 4 and 7, Moon or Venus. Jupiter. Mars. When Jupiter is in Marana Karaka, only Mars can save him. And finally, what is left? Saturn in Marana Karaka, the Sun. But that means Saturn has to be Lord of Hora Lagna, here we are talking about. Lords of Hora Lagna, be very careful. Only when they are the Lords of Hora Lagna, don't just blindly pick up a gemstone and give it. You cannot give a gemstone blindly. Or Rahu is Jupiter, which you can give a yellow stone. But we don't give the yellow sapphire, we give the yellow topaz. Safe stone, we play safe. Jupiter is generally a good planet. He will not harm, wear the yellow topaz, it will be fine. Okay, Ketu? Pearl. Ketu in 4th house. Moon. Pardon? Venus. Venus, I said Mars. sixth. No, no, Saturn again. Saturn, is it Saturn, right? Yeah, Saturn is the lord of the Karaka for the sixth. Saturn is for Sun, Moon, Venus. Saturn becomes a very, very important planet when it comes to Marana.
Venus also, sir.
Venus also sixth mein aata Marana. Saturn ho gaya.
Chandrama
huh? Am I here?
Yeah.
Sun, Moon, Venus is Saturn. So you see the point here, what I'm trying to say. Only when it is the Lord of Hora Ragna are we going to use gemstones and mantras and lift him, oh, be Vira Karan. Patita Pavana Jagannatha. The concept is Patita Faller Tavana. Means Patita Pavana Jagannatha. Patita is fallen, Pavana is lift up. Jagannatha. So Vishnu takes the form of Jagannatha, means the uplifter of the worlds, and all the fallen planets, be they fallen in depression or Marana and things like that, he lifts them. So if the planet is Lord of Hara Lagna, you have to do the mantras. So what is the mantra that I have to do? Mars. But my Mars and Jupiter are in a yoga. Lagna, Lord Jupiter, and Mars, Lord of Hara Lagna, are in yoga. So it is Guru Mangala Yoga. Like that, the effect of yogas will function through the Lagna and Hara Lagna. Okay? What is more important? Is it the Lagna or the Hara Lagna? The Hara Lagna. You must have values to rise. You cannot let go of your values and say that I'm rising in life. Okay? What is more important? The Hara Lagna. Children must be taught value systems. And natural value learning comes from the Lord of Hara Lagna.
The concept of values is a little bit muddy in my mind.
Okay.
Is it synonymous with dharma, righteousness, or is it along those lines, like values?
What do you value? As if I had to give you tons of money, what is the first thing you'll run to the market and buy?
And that would show you what you value.
Yeah.
What you prefer or what you desire or what you...
What do you not just desire, what you value as the most important in your life? If you have to lose everything, what is the one thing you cannot afford to lose? Queen Victoria, she could never imagine that she would lose her husband. After she lost her husband, she went into mourning and she was never the same. You read the thing of Victoria, you will understand what I mean by the Hora Lagna and Lagna being with an exalted moon. Oh my God! After she was with her husband, it was like heaven.
Because it's on the 1-7 axis.
1-7 axis. And the Lord has gone to 12. The Lord has gone to 12 of moksha or the loss of spouse. And the spouse died. And after the spouse died, it was no longer along 1-7. It went to 6-12. So she went into depression. Normally you observe, Hora Lagna in Lagna and the Lord in 12th house. When the spouse will die, you will go into depression. You love your spouse very dearly, and when the spouse will pass, you will go to depression. So it's always better that you die earlier than spouse.
So Hora Lagna in second, you get married and you go to depression.
Instant management. Oh, where did you arrive at such a point that Hora Lagna in second means you get married and go to depression? How does that happen? How 12? When the Hora Lagna is in the second house, the house of weakness is the seventh house. So that is where you got to be on guard. You don't fall in that house. That is not just marriage, it's also your business, is it not?
Yes.
Careful. Don't just blindly say marriage in the seventh house. Marriage is seventh and 12th. Business is seventh and 10th. Seventh house becomes critical for multiple other houses. Okay. So sixth from Hora Lagna is your house of weakness. It is the weak link in your life. Good. Good, we have done Horalagna. What else is there to learn? Rest of it you can study. Remember, so the Lord of Horalagna and Lagna conjoining in the Rashi is fantastic. They are one and the same. For heaven's sake, make that strong. Yeah. The stronger you make it, the more you rise in life. If it is in Marana Kalaka, you need to do some remedy. Okay, so what is the Saturn remedy that we need to do when the sun, moon, or Venus is in Marana Kalaka? Huh? No, remedy, gemstone.
For the moon we can give a blue sapphire.
Moon we can give a blue sapphire, right? For the sun? The color of the sapphire, it is a blue sapphire, but the color shifts. Darkest in the sixth, less dark in the eighth, and almost like water in the ninth. The one in the 12th is called Indranila. So Dipen, you are right.
6 plus 6.
Is this a Lagna and Sash or just for Moon?
All three. Venus needs the darkest blue. Moon needs mild blue. And water blue is sun. That is why who is the dik devata for sun? Indra. Indra is the dik devata for sun. That is why that blue sapphire, which is very very light in color, is called Indraneel. That which protects Indra from his terrible destruction. But the sun is protected from destruction. Indraneel. But we are wearing these gemstones only when it is Lord of Horalagna, not blindly. I hope we understand that part.
So it is Lord of Venus, then it's
of Marana
Kalaka. Huh? And Venus and Marana Kalaka.
Darkest.
You said this is only when it is the Lord of Horalagna, but also in Marana
Kalaka. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because when it goes to Madagascar, it guarantees destruction. Guaranteed. From those things you will be destroyed. If it is Mars, like property will be destroyed. If it is Venus, then something related to Venus, gems and all these things, clothes, gems, everything will go away. Businesses could go away. If it is the sun, then whole work will go away. Terrible action of the king. If it is moon, then somebody's death will cause complete destruction. So it's like that.
In case from Lagna.
Yeah, in case from Lagna.
The planets are in 6, 8, 12. Again, same thing we can apply over the planets like this.
Huh?
If the planets are 6, 8, 12 from Gora Lagna, the corresponding sense we want is.
When I'm eating food and the food finishes, can I say that my food is dead? There is plate that is full of food and I'm eating. And after I finish everything, can I say now the food is dead? Not correct. No? How does it matter? Horalagna will again supply more food. Whenever you sit on the food table to eat food, it is Horalagna which is feeding you. And who is Horalagna? Narayan. Therefore, when you sit on the table to eat, until you have finished eating, do not get up. Do not get up, even if the Prime Minister were to walk in. Do not get up from your food table once you start eating. Until you have finished eating. And if, that's why I don't like buffet. Many people like buffet system. I do not like buffets. Why I don't like buffets? Because it is against Narayan. You are not supposed to get up from the food table once you start eating. So what to do in buffets? Fill everything up in extra large quantities and keep it next to you. Eat to your fill, rest. You can keep it back if you want. No matter what, if you took less food, then eat that less food. Once you sit down to eat, you will not get up until you have finished eating. Do not disrespect Narayan.
Guruji, one more question. This remedy should be like as a secondary to the mantras?
No. This remedy is a must.
Must. Along with the
mantras. Yeah.
For Saturn, the sun is the remedy. So for the sun, gemstone is
Pink rupee. Rest of gemstones, you know, let us go further. We have to finish quickly. We will now do one more. Done. I don't want to waste more time with this. Done. You got the essence. I am not wasting time by beating around the bush. I am taking it to the main point. Of course, many astrologers, they say that you should take the Hora Lagna degree, add 15 degrees, minus 15 degrees, put the planets. What difference does it make? If the planet is in Marana Karaka Sthana from Lagna, is anything going to change? By changing the degrees, will the planet move here and there? Marana Karaka is Marana Karaka. How does it change things? Nothing changes. Be careful with Marana Karaka, be very, very careful with debility. Any weakness in the planet will turn up as a weakness in your finances. Your bank balance will be depleted, your properties will get wiped out. One hole in the Hora Lagna and be sure your property and everything is wiped out. You cannot afford to have a single hole over there. Am I clear?
Short question. What we have talked about.
So now you will agree that in a very, although I am not giving much importance to this and I am saying things in a fleeting way, man, this is the most important thing. Yeah. This is what you have been struggling for ever since. Jaise bolte jab se hosh aaya, this is what you are fighting for. Your job, your career, your wealth, your family, your food, your everything, everything comes from here. Hora goes zero, wife will not look at your face. Your kids will leave you and go away. Your whole family will desert you. You become a Babaji and go and live. So what is the definition of a sadhu? Who is a sadhu? Who should take sannyas? Hora Lagna in MKS, Hora Lagna Lord in Debility, go. Go join the Ramakrishna Mission. You got no hope. Am I being clear?
Yes.
We cannot afford to have weaknesses here. You as astrologers are responsible for protecting your... See, the person who's coming to you, he doesn't understand anything. Even the astrologers do not know the importance of Hora Lagna. How important it is. There are many, many diseases that come in the body, you through the holes in the Hora Lagna. Very interesting, huh? Very, very important because it controls so many things. What foods you like, what foods are available. You may like something, but you may not be available. What you like is in Lagna. But what is available is in Hora Lagna. Just because you like something doesn't mean that it's available all the time. I keep wondering, you know, I was born in Hamsha Yoga with Jupiter. And what strength in Lagna? Take a look at it. And why is it that whenever it comes to sweets, I'm always in short? Whole life I felt this acute shortage of sweets. According to my wife, this is nothing but a deprivation or something. Something has happened. A psychological problem I have got. So. Okay. And now I don't buy that because my bhava lagna, I don't have the problem. My bhava charit problem. The point is, I understood because from Hora Lagna, it is the fifth lord in the fifth house. But from Hora Lagna lord, it's Badak. So although the sweets are got, when it comes to eating them, you don't get your share. Your brother could be taking it off. Or you have gone off to sleep, you are too tired, you have to sleep at 7. Okay, next day morning I'll eat. Morning you wake up, it's all been eaten up. You see what's happening? Just because you like something doesn't guarantee. But the worst case scenario, if the food you like based upon your lagna is in the 12th from Horanagna, that is pathetic. That is such a pathetic scenario. Food is so important thing for satisfaction. If you're not satisfied, how can you be happy? You may eat so much of rice, but if you wanted to eat that one little sweet and you didn't get that, you're not going to be satisfied. Somebody likes a little pickle taste. They just want a little bit. Somebody likes ketchup. And if the ketchup is not there, you have it. You know what is ketchup? It's called chatpata. Mercury taste. Chatpata, we call it. Mixed with. It is sweet, plus it is chili, plus it is, God knows, 3-4 tastes are there. Chatpata. Mercury. Yeah.
But what would make you prefer a taste that is in the 12th from Horalagna? If Horalagna is what you like to, maybe
the Lord, the planet is looking at Horalagna. Horalagna is not your taste. Your taste is Lagna.
Taste is Lagna, so it could be Lagna in the 12th from Horalagna.
Right. So you like a taste, but it doesn't come easily to you. Lagna is your taste, keep that in mind. It's not the Hora Lagna. Hora Lagna has to supply Lagna the taste.
Yeah, the supply, that's supply.
There's a supply. Yeah.
So, to make it clear, we do the mantra for the Hora Lagna Lord.
Always, that's not right. Because it is His hand. Yeah. From His hand is putting food in your mouth. Now imagine you are sitting on a chair and you are eating food like a baby. You know, like babies, you couldn't take it. Your mother used to feed you. Even after you've grown up. You think you are picking up the food in your hand? It is He who is picking up. He is picking up the food and he is mixing it and you are looking nice and you are eating with your hand or eating with a spoon. Right? It is He who is feeding you. It's not your hand. This is His hand. You think it is yours. Actually, the impetus for feeding comes naturally from your heart. Okay? So at that point of time, if you get up from the food, you are disrespecting Him. So never ever get up from food. Please don't do that. It's possible that if you do it continuously for 30, 40 days, you could end up losing a job. Then you'll be wondering which dasha did this. Dasha didn't do it. You did it. You asked him to turn away. I don't want your food. Okay? Am I being understood? This is important, so I have to emphasize. Now, are you going to work on your own chart and check up the taste, what taste you like? For example, do you like yogurt?
Yes, very much.
Very much. That's Stula Lagna. You are bound to love it. Right? Now, how is Venus associated with your Hora Lagna? Does it look at Hora Lagna?
No. What is it? It's at Kendra to it.
So that's good. So that's a good supply. Supply is not short. Am I being understood here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't finish that. So, anybody would do the mantra for the Hora Lagna Lord.
Yeah.
Plus, if it's the meditated Hora Lagna Maranasthana, we add a gem to this.
Yeah, you add a gemstone. This is the easy remedy for foreigners and for general Indians. Mm-hmm. But, like, my grandfather would never add a gemstone. Mm-hmm. My Gurudev will not touch a gemstone. Mm-hmm. They are very clear. It's tamasic. We will not touch it.
So, we can deal just with
just the mantra.
Vishnu mantra.
They would do much more. See, the point is, you generally, I'm just giving you remedies realizing your level of jyotish. Okay? It is better you do that. If I tell you, okay, your mass is so, why don't you do the Divya Singha Mantra? So, what is Divya Singha Mantra? Even if I teach it to you, you can't do it. So, what is the point? Stick to one form for each of the forms of Hari. In reality, each of these forms have more forms.
Sub-forms,
what they call not similar. They are not actually equal. Yeah, so you leave it. Don't get into that. Don't get into that. Stick to this. This is what you can do. If I tell that to you, you will run away from the class. So I won't tell that to you. Okay. I'm going to take a break, and then in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I'll come back. I think the rain has stopped. I want to give a talk on Pranapada before I teach you what is Pranapada. What is Prana? We are not, are you people sleepy? You can go on, right? Look, prana is life, okay? You can't, you know the importance of prana, right? You read yoga, many of you. Pranavayu, apanavayu, all those stuff. Come on, Pranapada is a big. So I want to give you a solid introduction and to understand the importance of Pranapada. Okay? Good. 15, 20 minutes. Go take a break.